Global Excavation D. Gene, that's J-E-A-N-N-E. Last name is Sigwart, S-I-G-W-A-R-T, 12513. I was asked to reevaluate Ms. Sigwart, period, paragraph. I received a note from Social Services, comma, reporting that Ms. Sigwart often seems to have arguments with her daughter, period. Social Services also noted that she has been, quote, very negative, unquote, comma, and seems to make very few positive statements, period. New paragraph. Staff who works with Ms. Sigwart reports that she has been generally cooperative, period. They do overhear she and her daughter arguing at times. Period. Anger that she had demonstrated when she first arrived here has improved, period. She will occasionally have arguments with her roommate, comma, though her roommate can be somewhat intrusive, comma, for example, comma, walks through the room naked, comma, can cause a mess in the shared bathroom, period. Ms. Sigwart is eating well, period. She does complain of being bored at times, period, in paragraph. Ms. Sigwart was alert today, period. She attended well, period. She was cooperative, period. Ms. Sigwart did complain of arthritis pain in her arms, comma, extending from her shoulders to her hands, period. She reported some pain in her fingers at times, period. Ms. Sigwart told me she did not like it here, comma, as she was often bored, period. She told me she was sleeping well, comma, and her appetite was fair, period. She told me she was depressed at times, comma, and occasionally wanted to die, comma, though denied any suicidal ideation, period. She told me that, quote, there's nothing to do here, unquote, period. She told me that she wanted to return to the living in Philadelphia, period. She made no delusional statements, period. There was no evidence of hallucinations, period. On cognitive testing, comma, Ms. Sigwart was oriented to month, comma, though not year, period. She was not oriented to facility or town, comma, though was oriented to state, period. She was unable to tell me the president's name, comma, when given his first name, period. Dyskinesias or tremors were not observed, period. New paragraph. Ms. Sigwart has not been demonstrating signs of psychosis, period. I feel we could reduce her Seroquel dose to 25 milligrams each night, period. Given her pain complaints, comma, as well as some indication of depression, comma, I will attempt treatment with Cymbalta, 20 milligrams daily after breakfast, period. If signs of hallucinations, comma, paranoia, comma, or appetite decline occurs, comma, I will ask to be notified, period. Some supportive counseling was offered to Ms. Sigwart, period. It is noted that the patient's digoxin dose had been reduced in mid-December, comma, following her digoxin level of 1.4, period. It is possible that digoxin could have contributed to any previous hallucinations. Period. I will certainly continue to follow Ms. Sigwart here. Period. Thanks. Bye.